This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Knoxville Farm and Home, Two Rivers Cooperative, Farm Bureau Financial Services Agent Cliff Douglas, Central College, Westridge Nursing and Rehab Center, and Pella Precast Products. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Raceway Tire and Exhaust, Souter Family Farms, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Pella Cooperative Electric, Knoxville Raceway, Dowie Pest Control, and the Marion County Fair Association. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Where is our next generation of farmers coming from? And what is the local Farm Service Agency doing to help them? Let's go in-depth with Randall Nelson with the FSA of Marion County. So, Randall, you've been doing loans for the FSA for a long time.
That's correct, Bob. I've been working for the government for approximately 30 years, writing loans primarily in Lucas and Wayne counties. Recently transferred up to Jasper County, which services the Marion County area for ag loans.
But you lived in Marion County for a long time, right?
We've lived here since 1983. Wow. So.
One of the things that's on the minds of not just the farmers, but of all Iowans, and actually all Midwesterners probably, is where are our next generation of farmers coming from? Is your agency, the FSA, reaching out to help those farmers?
Our next generation of farmers is going to be coming from our youth in the communities, kids that are in 4-H and FFA, the people that are wanting to start farming. They may be grew up in a rural residence area or even in a town situation, but they're really interested in agriculture and they want to try and expand their opportunities in agriculture. FSA has numerous programs out there that are available to help 4-H and FFA kids with our rural youth loan programs. We're very actively involved in beginning farmer programs to help the next generation of farmers finance their crop and livestock needs or finance real estate purchases.
Well, let's start with the kids that are in 4-H and FFA. How do you help them?
We have a rural youth loan program that is strictly for kids that are in 4-H and FFA. The program can be used for anything that's an agriculturally related project. So it can be, you know, if they want to plant 5 acres of beans, start a show a calf at the fair, start a small cow herd, start a small sheep flock, anything like that would work. The loans are tailored to meet the repayment capacity that the young person's going to have. We require that the parents be knowledgeable of the operation, in other words, they agree that this is a good project for the child. We require that their 4-H and FFA leaders also be involved in the project and know that this project is going on. Our goal with the project is ultimately to help the young person make some money so they can either start farming later on down the road or have some money for college. But we also want this young person to develop some management skills to learn how to feed and care for livestock or how to make decisions regarding their planting and harvest of their crops. We require that they take some, require that they keep 4-H or FFA record books, and this works in real well with the SAE programs that the FFA programs have.
SAE, what's that?
It's basically when you're in FFA, you're required to have a project, long-term project to as part of the program. A lot of them, kids may use some feeder pigs that they're buying and going to show at the fair. They may start a small cow-calf herd.
More in depth after this.
The- This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Marion County Bank, Cargill Corn Milling, Hewitt Service Center, Laley North America, Knoxville Hy-Vee, Van Manen Seed and Chemical, and Pleasantville State Bank. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Motor and Auto Group, Knoxville Regional Livestock Market, Marion County Auto Body, Two Rivers Cooperative, Kevin Wadley CPA, Don's Heating and Cooling, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, and Tri-County Veterinary Clinic.
I continued my conversation with Randall Nelson with the FSA. This might really turn into something. You get a 12-year-old kid wanting to start a cattle herd, and it might come in part because of funding made available by the FSA and then also working with 4-H or FFA. So their whole life's work might start here.
It can be a very tremendous help to these young people. I worked with a young man several years ago that started buying some open heifers with our loans. Our maximum loan's only $5,000. Doesn't sound like a lot of money, but it's kind of some seed money. This young man ended up keeping heifers back and retaining heifers. Eventually, by the time he got out of high school, he had a cow herd of about 35 to 40 head of cows. Paid for his way through college up at Kirkwood, and is currently farming in southern Iowa, and has an 80 to 100 head of cows.
So these are really significant programs that you work with.
They really can be, if they're handled right and if they're treated right.
And so you've got a nice team here. You've got the kid, you've got the parents, the FFA or 4-H, all the knowledge. It's like you don't have to have the knowledge. You don't have to teach anybody anything. The other folks.
The other people are primarily responsible for teaching the young person, you know, what to do. My main goal is to provide some financing out there and to make sure that the young person is absorbing some of the lessons that are being taught. That's where the record keeping comes in, and that's where record keeping is very important if you're going to be in agriculture in the future. If you try to get a loan at the bank without record keeping, it's probably just not going to happen.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Pleasantville Schools, Scurring and Utermarkt, Iowa State Savings Bank, Pella Machine, Vermeer Corporation, Vanderwilt Construction, and the Knoxville Edward Jones offices of Kerry Garcia, Matt Kissinger, and Adam Norris. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Marion County Farm Bureau, Good Samaritan Society in Indianola, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Key Cooperative, Iowa Realty, Freebird Bail Bonds, and Creative Landscaping. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation with Randall Nelson with the FSA. And you're looking back over 30 years, think how many kids you've helped.
We've helped a lot of kids over the years, and a lot of them are currently customers in the FSA regular programs.
And you've known them since they were little kids.
I've known a lot of them since they were little kids. Yes.
Well, that's interesting. That must be rewarding.
It's very gratifying. Yes, it is.
All right, now let's talk a little bit about the older kids. I don't know. For example, I've interviewed a lot of 4-H and FFA kids over the years. But for example, there was a kid a few years ago, big, tall, raw-bone kid with big knuckles, just strong as could be, been in 4-H for 9 years. He wanted to farm, and I thought, boy, if this young man doesn't get a farm, it's going to be tragic. It's going to be very sad if he can't reach out. And there are a lot of obstacles to farming for young people, aren't there?
There are tremendous obstacles out there for young people farming. The biggest one is probably capital. Where can I find land? Where can I to operate? there's so much ground that, you know, the cash rents have come up so much, it makes it very difficult for a young person to find land to operate on. The source of capital, interest rates at the banks, and the price of seed corn, fertilizer, chemicals, the price of tractors and cows, it's a very difficult endeavor that this young person is taking on if they're going to get into agriculture.
I hear often that it's really not possible to get into farming anymore unless you've got a family connection. Is that true?
It's not impossible. The family connection, you know, mom and dad, grandpa, Uncle Fred, whatever, you know, they really can help the young person and get things going. But there are scratch starters out there that make it work. And they literally are scratch starters. They start into it with a hope and a dream.
Well, and I'm guessing, though, that they have some tie to agriculture, even if their parents don't have a farm. Because otherwise, I mean, you don't see some city kid from New York City coming out wanting to start a farm, do you?
I haven't seen a lot of them at this level. At the same time, it's not out of the realm of possibility. Mm. When you got to, agriculture has evolved. We're no longer just corn, soybeans, cattle, and hogs. Maybe the farming operation that we're talking about is a hoop building where you're growing vegetables for sale. Maybe it's a farmer's market. Maybe it's a niche market of some sort, sweet corn, pumpkins. Maybe it's agritourism. There's, you know, several issues out there or several opportunities out there that are actually agriculture, and we need to recognize that farming just isn't corn and beans anymore.
Is that an easy recognition for your office, or is it, has it taken some time?
It takes time, and it's difficult for us. We try to project cash flows, we try to use histories, but when you're starting a new enterprise, the history isn't there. And so we have to look for sources of information such as extension to get some idea what it actually is going to cost to make this operation work.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Dandy Farms, Knoxville High School FFA Chapter, Heartland Co-op of Prairie City, Monroe and Newton, Two Rivers Cooperative, Country Chic Boutique, Dutch Meadows Garden Center, and Dingaman Concrete. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting Radio Audio Media Player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Midwest One Bank, Pella Feed Service, Marion County Rural Water, Van Haften Racing, De Blumenhof, Verduft Agency, Iowa Elevator Systems and Service, and Two Rivers Cooperative.
I continued my conversation with Randall Nelson with the FSA. I'm thinking now we have a local brewery, Peachtree Brewing, that needs hops for its production. We have local wineries that need grapes. Talking to some folks up in Newton growing hops, it's very profitable, very cost intensive just to get started. Same with grapes. But if you had a kid coming in saying, I want to start a vineyard or I want to start a hop operation, that this might be a possibility for them too?
It's a possibility. Like I say, we're going to have to find niche markets. Not everybody has the opportunity to raise corn and beans and run cattle and hogs. The land resources just aren't there, and we've got to make better use of the resources that are available to us.
What kind of thing would you like to see that you're not seeing enough of? Do you see any openings for kids?
I think there's some opportunities available out there in the country for young people. Again, I think it's going to be more than the niche markets, and it's going to depend upon what the young person's interest really is. I can't just point to something and say, well, you need to grow strawberries or you need to grow raspberries or something, because, you know, if you don't have the interest in it, you're not going to make it work. It's going to be, it will make it much more difficult.
Do you ever sit in front of a bunch of, well, I'm sure you do, a bunch of 4-H'ers, a bunch of FFA folks, and what do you tell them? How do you encourage them? What do you talk to them about?
We just give general explanations of our loan programs that they're potentially eligible for. Work with them, basically tell them, hey, you are the future of agriculture. We've got to, we're trying to figure out ways to get you going so that 5 years, 10 years from now that you're ready to step in and start taking over some of the responsibilities of producing the food and fiber that this nation needs.
I think I read somewhere the other day that the average age of the Iowa farmers like 55 or 58 or something. Does that concern you?
Oh, definitely. It definitely has to concern you. When the average age is up there and in that area, and these farmers are going to be retiring in 10 to 12 years or, even up to 20 years from now, there's got to be a next generation coming on. And we've got to minimize the restrictions on this next generation coming on to facilitate it and help them to make the farming operation a success. Our FSA loan programs are tailored towards beginning farmers. Our primary loan programs are. We offer very competitive interest rates for beginning farmers. We structure loans so that the repayment capacity and the income streams kind of work together. We can make loans that are more highly leveraged than a commercial bank will, with higher loan-to-value ratios. We take our dollars and we work with commercial banks and with the Farm Credit System to get more bang for our buck. In other words, we'll loan half the money if the bank will loan half the money in a lot of instances. And that seems to work pretty good. It develops a good relationship for the customer within the bank and also with FSA.
And with the kid.
And with the kids.
Thanks to Randall Nelson for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.